absolutely amazing, unbelievable, kind of creepy and scary, actually, that even when physical evidence is placed right in someone's face debunking a lie, that person will still believe the liars. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stuel. Ron DeSantis still hasn't officially launched his 2024 campaign, but if he's going to do that, he seems determined to completely ruin it. This past week may have been his most disastrous move yet. Ron DeSantis flew to the capital of a foreign country and signed a bill nullifying one of our core constitutional rights. Seriously, we're not being hyperbolic. We're not joking. The bill in question is HB 269, which indefensibly passed unanimously through the Florida legislature, which is great proof that elected Republicans are completely useless unless you're constantly monitoring them. Even then, they're cowards. HB 269 makes it a felony offense in Florida to harass or intimidate someone based on their religion or ethnicity. According to the very people who wrote the bill, this bill would include handing out leaflets or flyers that someone decides are offensive hate speech. This bill supposedly applies to all religions and ethnicities, but of course, everybody knows nobody's ever going to get prosecuted in any blue city for attacking white people, like they do all the time. But you can bet your ass they'll find lots of ways to use it against us. For example, criticize immigration? That's felony harassment of Hispanics. Criticize violent, gun-toting criminals? That's felony harassment of Black Americans. Criticize American foreign policy? They'll say that's felony anti-Semitism. In fact, that's literally what prompted the bill to be passed. In March, someone distributed flyers in West Palm Beach claiming a link between Jewish people and mass immigration into the United States. So is that true? Here's the answer. It literally doesn't matter if it's true. You have the God-given right to say whatever you want in America, period. There's no such thing as hate speech, period. Except in the minds of evil people who want an excuse to silence you, of course. The people who are the biggest fans of this law are the radical left because they're already fantasizing of ways to abuse it to attack their enemies. The Anti-Defamation League is really happy about this. This is the same ADL, by the way, that demanded that Tucker Carlson be taken off of the air 2 years ago and is now gloating at his downfall. The ADL hates free speech, and they want the power to punish anyone who says something that they disagree with. The ADL also operates on behalf of a foreign country, by the way. Back in the 1990s, San Francisco police raided the ADL and caught them compiling illegally obtained police information on behalf of Israel. And the whole thing was hushed up without criminal charges being brought, but it still happened. Just nobody told you about it. So we have a radical left-wing group which has been caught spying on Americans, and now Ron DeSantis flew to Israel so he could sign a bill encouraging that left-wing group to target Americans for criminal prosecution for expressing their political views. Let that sink in. This isn't just some mistake. It's a sickening mutilation of the United States Constitution. Honestly, it should be enough to disqualify Ron DeSantis from the presidency, no matter what else he does. This is shameless and indefensible. The First Amendment says freedom of speech, period. Not freedom of speech unless that speech offends the ADL. Not freedom of speech unless the government decides that speech is harassment. It doesn't say freedom of speech as long as you're attacking white people and Christians and everyone else is off limits. No, it just says freedom of speech, period. We wish Ron DeSantis understood that. Or worse, maybe he does understand that and he was just bought off. There seems to be a lot of that in this country. Anomaly is a musician. He has more than 1.4 million followers online and more than 75 million views, and he joins us now. Anomaly, what do you make of all of this?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you talking about this too, Stu, because a lot of people don't want to. I think a lot of the right-wing media complex is afraid to, under the guise of anti-Semitism. But I think the big donors in the GOP have dual loyalty. That's why I think they're passing laws to say that you can't say that they have dual loyalty. Of course, you could say, I'm working for Italy and America. I'm not, but you could say it. So why wouldn't you be able to say that about donors who openly talk about how much they love Israel? So I think this is being passed to just basically quash criticism. And, you know, it gets dicey too, because right-wingers like to criticize George Soros, but you notice no matter what you say about him, they say anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. You read these speech laws that they're passing and hate crime hype-ups, and it's a lot more to protect the elites, you know, in that category than it is like your average everyday U.S. citizen who just is being hated on. And as you said, you know, what is hate speech? And when it comes to hate crime, a crime's already a crime. Violence is violence. So anytime you do it for certain people and not, there's a lot of right wingers that say, oh, it's for everyone. It's not. I mean, you nailed it, dude. It's just, it's pretty much for everybody except for white people and Christians. Like, you know, that's how I see it. At least.
So, do you believe that this is part of, you know, the anti-Christian, you know, I guess this would be a cabal that wants to basically eradicate Christianity, not only here in the United States, but across the planet?
I would say in the Republican Party, because even Trump passed an executive order to basically outlaw or make it harder to boycott or protest Israel on college campuses. And that was at the same time that Prager and Shapiro were doing the no safe spaces thing, and nobody was talking about this. So I think the donors in the GOP are definitely basically co-opting all of our leaders to the point where they don't even know what the First Amendment is. But yeah, I mean, I think they specifically look at everyone else as a minority or a group that you can't question. And of course, like you talked about, you know, white people, they feel like it's okay to hate white people because you can't be racist or whatever it is. And when it comes to Christians, you know, these laws are not for you. Read them. They're for not only religious Jews, but also ethnic non-religious Jews, like a lot of left-wingers that aren't even religious. So it's not really even a religion protection bill, because it doesn't include my religion or yours, and it doesn't also just stick to religion. So if it comes to race, it doesn't protect every race equally. So I believe in the First Amendment, not fake hate rules.
Yeah, people are scared, you're right, to even talk about the Israel lobby. They are just completely powerful. These lobbyists in D.C. are buying off, you know, our politicians. They have dual citizenship. You should not be able to serve in the United States Congress if you have citizenship in another country. That should be a given. I mean, you would think. And then you mentioned Shapiro, the Daily Wire. Obviously, Shapiro famously hates Jesus Christ. He's going to love this thing that Ron DeSantis is doing. And so he'll use this as a double standard to hold shows like mine accountable. Do you think people like Candace Owens are too afraid to call out Shapiro on his hate for Jesus and tell him that he needs to repent and that he should be also slamming this bill?
I mean, she works at Daily Wire. So yeah, I think at some point, I don't know if she's afraid to say it or it's just not convenient or, you know, I don't know what she knows. I had her on the show recently and I asked her some questions about things that I was wondering about Prager and Shapiro. But as far as, you know, you're talking about dual loyalty in Israel, if you have to serve in the Knesset, you're not allowed to have multiple passports. You have to forfeit your American or your Russian passport and prove that you're loyal to Israel. I think that's a great rule. And I'm not playing the victim. I don't feel like anyone's oppressing me or anything. It's just as an American citizen, I want my politicians to serve America, not Israel. So in their country, you can't serve two countries and you can't have two passports. In America, hundreds of politicians do, and then you can't talk about it. So there's something profoundly wrong. But yeah, in the right-wing media world, I think if you talk about this stuff, it's a lot harder to, you know, go to hangouts. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned that you're not allowed to talk about it. We don't have any problems talking about it. But that means that largely the American people don't know that this is going on. And so that means that largely people don't understand the Israeli influence inside of our political structure. And why is it so important that they do understand how damaging it is, in your opinion?
Well, I think at the end of the day, there's the old saying that you can't serve two masters, and it's okay to love everyone. I love the rest of the world, right? I love this country, but I'm American. This is the country I serve. If I was to join the army, I would not be serving three countries. I'd be serving America. And if we happen to defend a country, we happen to defend them. So I think most Republicans don't know about it because the right-wing media complex is really crafty. Like, they'll use Ilhan Omar, who, by the way, I think is stupid, and I'm not, like, a fan, but they dangle her over the head the same way they dangled, like, Muslim terrorists for the Patriot Act to pass. The Patriot Act was for American citizens so they could spy on you, but they had to give you something that was red meat for the base. So the right-wing media complex knows how to use people's emotions and even their Christianity, pointing to certain Bible verses out of context and saying, if you don't give up your First Amendment for Israel, then, you know, you're not a Christian, the stuff like that. And I'm like, what? Where? That doesn't say that in the Bible. And I'm sure, you know, in Revelation, it talks about the evil, the synagogue of Satan. So there's good and bad in every, you know, race, every religion, every gender. There's always good and bad. So this idea that you have to, like, forfeit your political party to a foreign country, and if you don't, you're not a Christian, that's like this, I would say, Zionist lie that has been just really driven into the heads of, like, right-wing Christian conservatives. So they don't know about it, and when you talk about it, they kind of, like, freak out and think you're Ilhan Omar. But and me, that we're obviously not Ilhan Omar
at all. And that brings you to the whole, like, play theater movie that we're watching. I mean, everybody is, like, pro wrestling. Everybody has their role to play. There's no difference right now between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're both instigators. One represents a left, if there's such a thing. One represents the right, which there's, we know now that there's no such thing. We have an out-of-control uniparty. These people are largely controlled by the inflation of bribery and blackmail material, and now, as we know, also the lobbyists on behalf of the Israel lobby. And it's a very dangerous thing.
You really proved with the vaccine, like, you know, you took a hardline stance against the vaccine. So when Trump was pushing it, you had no problem speaking out against it. How many other people were willing to do that, Stu? Like, nobody. So that makes me wonder. I'm like, when you were going hard at the vaccine, I kept saying, Stu believes what he's saying because he actually backs it up. But all these other people, they said the same thing you were saying. Yet when it came time to say what they have been saying, they didn't want to say it. So I think there's a lot of social pressure in it where people are afraid to look bad. But at the end of the day, like, you know, if you're not telling the truth, if you're not serving your country, if you're not serving God, if you're playing games, you've become a politician. Doesn't matter if you're left wing or right wing. So believe what you say and mean it. And I think 98% of people in conservative media, they would give up the First Amendment for a Mar-a-Lago steak or a donor meeting with, you know, suspicious donors that coincidentally want to just hand our country over to another one.
It's sad, isn't it? Because you're absolutely right. Everything that you just said is 100% the truth. And yeah, there's a lot of social pressure here too. I feel it every single day. I mean, I have friends and family that tell me, hey man, you know, you should probably slow down a little bit. I have family members who tell me that they're just you know, blindly going to follow Donald Trump no matter what he says. There's an excuse for whatever he does. This is a cult-like following in the spirit of the Antichrist almost. And the people that support him the hardest are the people that he never even really helped, which is really strange to hear about as well. I'm specifically talking about, you know, middle-class, blue-collar, lower-class people who may live in a trailer home because economically that's all they can afford. They're lunch pail-carrying, truck-driving Americans who are trying to get by paycheck to paycheck and being completely murdered by criminal taxation and left hung out to dry. And these aren't the people that Donald Trump helped when he was in office either, but they just blindly follow him. It's really concerning.
It's become religious, and I know you know, but it's like talking about what DeSantis and Trump are doing. It's important. You serve America. You like the Constitution. It's not like, oh well, if he infringes on the Constitution, I don't mind because it's Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump. People are like, well, if you don't think that, then what do you like, Biden? It's like, of course I don't like Biden. I'm not an idiot. But people don't understand that they've bought into this, like, Coke versus Pepsi, and they think their job is to worship a politician like a god instead of hold it accountable. I don't care if his name is DeSantis, Biden, Trump. If they're infringing on the First Amendment or running around telling me that mRNA shots are amazing, it's not my job to get stupid and be like, oh yeah, now I agree because it's that guy. And I don't know why so many Republicans think that way. But it's gotten weird. And I like that you call it all ways. I think that's very rare. And it's kind of creeping me out how rare it's getting. I don't know. I'm like kind of blown away sometimes by how people do backflips to try to justify things they don't actually believe.
Yeah, because people will do anything for a dollar. They say every man has his price. You and I are in the category of the unbought and the unbuyable, which is dangerous because all they can do to us now is kill us. Which, fine. Send me to heaven. That's fine. Appreciate everything that you're doing. Where can people find you and find your show?
Appreciate you. DreamRareLinks.com. That's the easiest way. It's got all my links. It's just DreamRareLinks, DreamRareLinks.com. I do a daily show, podcast, and, you know, Twitter, all that stuff. So appreciate your time and always glad to have a platform to say what I want. And thank you for not censoring me and letting me say whatever.
We'll never censor anybody over here, despite the fact if we agree with them or don't agree with them, we will always give people the opportunity and talk with regular people. DreamRareLinks.com, DreamRareLinks.com. Anomaly, thanks for being here. More of the Stu Peters Show, 60 seconds away.
Appreciate you.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems. Whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust shedding from your pet or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding, FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. So it's been a week now since Tucker Carlson was suddenly and inexplicably fired by Fox News, despite having the most popular show on all of cable television. So for the past week, of course, people have been wondering what the hell could the reason for all of this be? Now, according to some rumors, Rupert Murdoch was disturbed that Tucker Carlson was too religious. Other theories say that the network was angry about a producer's lawsuit against Fox, or that it was somehow related to the Dominion lawsuit. But one of the most compelling theories, backed up by some reporting in the press, is that Tucker was brought down due to his reporting on January 6th. Specifically, Tucker has been unafraid to investigate the theory that Ray Epps was an agent provocateur and that a huge amount of the chaos on January 6th was deliberately instigated by our own fake government to entrap pro-Trump activists and discredit America First politics. So just one day before Tucker's firing, we'll get to that in a minute, firing in heavy air quotes here. Just one day before that, CBS's 60 Minutes aired a story on Ray Epps, which prominently featured Tucker and his coverage. Epps has suggested that he might sue Tucker or Fox over the reporting on him, but Tucker has refused to apologize or back away from reporting on what he believes to be the truth. And so, no surprise, the system had to take him down. And according to a recent reporting, the plan is to keep Tucker out of action for as long as possible. So listen, officially Fox hasn't fired Tucker. They've just taken him off the air. They've shelved him, and they're going to try to use his contract to keep him from publicly speaking, likely until the 2024 election or even later. So with Tucker out of the way, it may be that we never get any additional January 6th tapes. Did Speaker Kevin McCarthy know about this? Now, they may think that they'll be able to frighten anyone else away from even talking about the Epps story, but unfortunately for them, nobody tells this show anything. So if Tucker isn't here to talk about it and the rest of the conservative media is too cowardly to do it, we'll be happy to do it. We're happy to talk about how Ray Epps was talking to everyone that he could on January 5th, telling them that they had to go inside the Capitol the next day. We'll talk about how Epps was supposedly in D.C. for President Trump's speech, but then didn't actually attend that speech because he was instead headed straight for the Capitol in advance of the crowds. We'll talk about how Epps tries to lie today and say that he was encouraging that because he thought storming the Capitol was legal, when in the actual video recordings, you know, physical evidence, he was explicitly saying that he could get arrested for what he's saying. We'll talk about how Ray Epps was immediately labeled as one of the most wanted people from January 6th and stayed there for a half a year before he was then unexplainably taken off of the most wanted list as soon as people actually figured out who the hell he was. We're happy to talk about all of it. Because as Tucker said in his Twitter video last week, it isn't the channel that matters. It isn't the personalities or the hosts. No, what matters is that someone is saying the truth and that people can hear it. Tim Gianea is better known by his online handle of Baked Alaska. He was one of the first people to notice and record and expose Ray Epps' provocative behavior attempting to instigate a Capitol riot. Although there's been a nearly systematic effort to not give him credit for that. Check him out on Twitter at Baked Alaska. When you go there, you can also find a Give, Send, Go to support his legal defense fund. And he joins us now. Baked, thanks a lot for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, what's going on, Stu?
Will you tell us? I mean, there seems to be an obvious plot here to remove or to silence Tucker Carlson. He hasn't been fired at all. So what they're doing is using this contract now to keep him in place, basically just shelf him, which we predict will happen through a very important election cycle if you still believe in that construct.
Yeah, well, I think Tucker was pretty much, you know, the best person we had on TV, obviously. And I do find it very strange that the day before he was taken out, he didn't even get to say goodbye on the air or anything, which I find very strange. The day before, like you said, he was on, or Ray Epps was on 60 Minutes. And this is something that, you know, Tucker Carlson and Darren Beatty have sort of, you know, led the charge on this information because, like you said, they didn't want to get this out. So I was the person who first exposed Ray Epps on my live stream January 5th, 2021. But the story actually didn't go viral until about a year later. And Tucker and Thomas Massey were sort of the people that really got the information out there. So big shout out to them. But yeah, I find it very strange because Tucker is one of the only people brave enough to really press on Ray Epps over and over when other mainstream conservative news wouldn't even touch this story and said it was a conspiracy theory. And look, I mean, we don't have a definite smoking gun to say 1,000%, but we're just saying, hey, there's a lot of questions here. Why was Ray Epps taken off the FBI's most wanted list? Why did I get visited by the FBI on January 5th in Queen Creek, Arizona, the same city where Ray Epps lives? Why did we find a clip where he came up to me months before January 6th and my attorney assumes he was possibly monitoring me? Why was he a big leader with the Oath Keepers and had military intelligence background? All sorts of things. I mean, it just makes no sense. But the biggest piece of information that I look at why Ray Epps is probably a Fed is because there was a puff piece written by the New York Times, by all the liberal establishment media, just covering for the guy. You would never see that in a million years. Not a single Trump supporter from January 6th was propped up and defended by the mainstream media.
Quite the opposite, actually. I mean, they spent all their time trying to tear you and other January 6th defendants apart. Pastors who were praying on the Capitol steps that were arrested have been framed by this criminal lying press as domestic terrorists.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I remember when I got back to my hotel room after January 6th. I complied with everything. I was fist bumping cops. They said, "We understand why you're here. Just, you know, when you got to leave, you got to leave." I said, OK, fine. Went back to my hotel, opened up my phone, and my face is on CNN, says I'm on the run from the law, which is not true, says I'm a domestic terrorist, and all my family starts freaking out. So yeah, it's been an absolute disaster for me and my family the last few years. I just got out of federal prison where I did 60 days in FCI Miami. I was thrown in the hole for 16 days because they specifically singled me out and called me a domestic terrorist. And what that means is I'm in an 8x8 cell 24/7. I can't leave for any reason, can only shower 3 times a week, and you have to be handcuffed into a shower cell. Absolutely terrible, worst experience of my life. But what I can tell you today, Stu, is that I'm glad that happened because my faith in God has been completely restored and it's made me a stronger person. So I know God brings very tough situations so that we can suffer and get closer to Him.
So what happens now? I mean, what happens with the January 6th tapes that were allegedly handed over to Fox News or Tucker Carlson by, you know, the phony Kevin McCarthy, who absolutely 100% knew that if he turned them over to Fox News, that even if Tucker did want to report on this, that he was on a leash, prohibited from, you know, going all the way with these tapes. They should have been uploaded in their entirety, unedited, for the public to view. That is our property, and then to come to our own relevant conclusions. But they knew that that was never going to happen. So now with Tucker allegedly tied down by this contract, just kicked off the air, when are we ever going to learn about the true goings-on on January 6th?
Right. Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't ever think they'll see the light of day. I hope I'm wrong, but it does seem like there's a cover-up because, once again, Tucker was leading the charge on exposing this information. And not only does the American public need to see all of this, and they have a right to see all of this, but also all the January 6th defendants. So Jacob Chansley just filed a motion asking that he basically get, you know, like a retrial or his charges dropped because he was not given all the information during his trial. And that's the same, you know, same with me and 1,000 other J6 defendants. How were we supposed to have a fair trial in this country? First of all, with a jury in DC when they were calling this, you know, the worst thing, or worse than 9/11, I guess. But also, just legally speaking, if you didn't have all of the appropriate footage that covered everything, every single angle, not just one side, that's not a fair trial. That is not fair due process. So we are calling on whoever has this footage, whoever is a whistleblower or whoever has their hands on this, to release it, and to release it now to help lives of thousands of Americans.
Yeah. I'm personally calling on Kevin McCarthy. Give us the tapes. Give them to us. If you really, really are who you say you are, and the concessions that you made to the Freedom Caucus, Kevin McCarthy, were that you were going to release these January 6th tapes, completely unedited, fully unredacted, in their entirety, well, you handed them over to Tucker Carlson and Fox News. Tucker is gone. So if you really are who you say you are, and if the Freedom Caucus has any balls at all, then enforce these concessions. And if Kevin McCarthy will not give them to me so that I can upload them and release them in their entirety for the public to view, then the motion to vacate the chair should be on the table immediately. Because he's not complying with that, or, by the way, any of the other fake concessions that the Freedom Caucus promised that he would make in order to pass, what, the 43rd vote to become the Speaker of the House? Ridiculous. It's a total sham. We live in a uniparty that's been overtaken by special interests, foreign lobbies, the Israel lobby, the China lobby. These people are 100% sold out. They sold America right down the river. This was a complete Fed setup op, this January 6th thing. Ray Epps is very likely a Fed. It's proven. I mean, it's right there in the wide open for everybody to see. And the worst thing is here, Baked, is that it's not just Democrats. That's fake. This isn't just liberals. That's fake. This is a corporate government criminal crime syndicate posing as a government in a two-party representative system that is ushering in full authoritarian rule in this country. The silencing of every dissident voice on television. If they can take Tucker Carlson down, you don't think that they're coming for me? They already came for Baked Alaska. He just got out of federal prison where he was essentially tortured like a domestic terrorist. They're coming for you next. They're already coming for your kids. They're trafficking them with CPS. They're mutilating their genitals without you knowing or giving consent or permission. They're taking them away. They're forcefully holding them down and injecting them with weapons of biowarfare. They're unleashing chemical weapons on us right now in the skies. I mean, this is not conspiracy theorist stuff. So Kevin McCarthy, if you are the man that you say that you are, the worst part is that the phonies, the wolves in sheep's clothing, the fake Republicans, the feckless rhinos that are in the DC Beltway, these fossils in this crime syndicate government are getting away with it. They are the most dangerous people here. Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene and their ilk pose the greatest threat to humanity in this country. They pose the greatest threat to freedom in the United States of America right now because they are phonies pretending dressed up as patriots while they are stabbing you in the back, selling you down the river, and selling your freedom out to enrich and empower themselves. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Baker Laska, thanks so much for being here. As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. So there's a civil war going on in Sudan right now. Now, in a sane world, that would be none of your business and none of your concern. This isn't what you're discussing with the family at your dinner table. Some crap hole country on the other side of the world is being a crap hole. I'm glad I'm not there, but of course, thanks to our fake leaders, it's somehow now our business to be closely involved in the whole thing. First, for some reason, we've allowed thousands of people from that terrible country to move into our country, even though they have basically nothing to contribute to our society or our country besides being a charity case. But now there's something else about this conflict that makes it our business. The World Health Organization is warning of a possible biological calamity because it turns out that there is a U.S. taxpayer-funded, Pentagon-operated biolab in Sudan's capital. And that biolab just got captured by one of the Sudanese rebel factions. According to global health officials, the viruses in that lab are extremely dangerous and could cause this calamity or a disease outbreak if they leak out. Some of the viruses in that lab allegedly include polio, measles, cholera, and now, according to some rumors, Ebola. Wonderful. Now, all of this, of course, raises some pretty obvious and pretty natural questions. Questions like, why of all things is there a U.S. taxpayer-funded, Pentagon-operated deadly biolab in Sudan? Sudan has a GDP of $750 per person. The country's fringes have been in a state of civil war for literally decades. It's an impoverished hellhole, and it has been for literally thousands of years. And there's some dangerous lab there filled with deadly viruses? Who in the hell thought this was a good idea? Who paid for this? Well, we have a partial answer to those questions. The biolab's own websites credits the World Health Organization, the World Bank, Japan, and China as some of its sponsors. So we have the same country that allegedly caused the Wuhan outbreak funding Sudan's biolabs, and we have the World Bank involved for some reason. This whole thing stinks completely. And it doesn't just scream for some Congressional Hill investigation that goes nowhere. No, it screams for immediate and extreme accountability. Hopefully Dr. Peter McCullough can help us unpack all of this. Dr. McCullough is one of the world's leading cardiologists with more than 1,000 scientific publications to his credit. He's also the chief scientific officer for the Wellness Company, and he joins us now. Dr. McCullough, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
What the hell is going on? Pentagon-operated, U.S. taxpayer-funded biolabs, not only in Ukraine, but now we're finding in Sudan?
So this is an absolute disaster. We have a situation where there's no oversight over the CDC, other government agencies now, which are spending money overseas. We've basically replaced nuclear weapons and kinetic warfare weapons with biological threats. And there are biological threat programs going on all over the world, funded by the United States, and what we call a syndicate or a biopharmaceutical complex, of which World Health Organization and now indicating the World Bank and others, they all have interest in this. They're working on threats and then counter threats. Now, in Khartoum, Sudan, what we have a situation is two warring factions, and now about a third of healthcare facilities, including this lab, have lost power. So the samples now are in jeopardy, and I think, you know, a leak or some type of breach of biosecurity is almost imminent.
A leak. In other words, a leak like what the fake press is now telling us happened in Wuhan, but we're actually finding that the FDA was firsthand involved in developing the SARS-CoV-2 gain-of-function virus right here in the United States at Fort Detrick and University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, under the direction or in cooperation with Ralph Baric. These people should be in prison, Dr. McCullough.
There should be accountability. Ralph Baric has been the quietest person in America since his creation. SARS-CoV-2, clearly created by engineering at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, work contracted, done by the Chinese and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The implications here couldn't be more clear. He should be on Capitol Hill now virtually every week undergoing questions on the origins of SARS-CoV-2, but yet our Congress and Senate appear to be inept at going right to the source. He published the blueprints on how he did it in 2015. It's all in the open.
Well, I mean, the Congress is like a shiny object now that the fake Fox News channel puts in front of people to distract them away from actual remedy, which would be, hey, we just need one constitutional sheriff. There are victims in every city, in every county, in every state of this biological chemical warfare attack. And if they just go to their sheriff and report that they've been the victim of this assault with a weapon, guess what? Then that sheriff can issue a warrant for the arrest of Ralph Baric. I don't think he should be on Capitol Hill every week. I think he should be rotting for weeks in a jail cell somewhere waiting for a criminal trial so that he can be sentenced for the crimes that he's committed against humanity. And now we're seeing this happening in Sudan. I mean, we have a corporate government crime syndicate here that is just openly declaring war on American citizens.
We need a complete moratorium on biological threat development outside the United States. We need a special prosecutor, and anything that can possibly be done to start to rein in these rogue government agencies, this biopharmaceutical complex, which is clearly out of control. The money has been flowing now for years. Many of these roads lead to mass vaccination of biological threat after biological threat. The vaccines are considered basically military countermeasures, and the public has had enough, Stu. People want this to be over with. They don't want to read this in the news that the U.S. has interests or the World Bank and others in a bio lab in Khartoum, Sudan, where the power's gone out and the you know, the warring factions have kicked out the lab personnel. It couldn't be worse.
Is it ironic or coincidental to you that wherever the CIA goes, we find these weapons of mass destruction? The CIA was in Wuhan, China in January of 2020. What the hell was going on, by the way, in Wuhan, China in January of 2020 that would interest the CIA or provoke them to make contact with the alleged inventor of the mRNA technology that would later be used to deliver these bioweapon injections? And why is the CIA now in Sudan all of a sudden, where these warring conflicts are, by the way, happening? Ironically, where the Pentagon has U.S. taxpayer-funded dollars going to fund these weapons labs.
The intelligence community seems to be at the heart of this. You know, why does the FBI have current and former agents within Twitter? You know, the Twitter files released that. They never said they kicked them out. Why is the intelligence community, CIA, FBI, you know, on the ground in Wuhan and elsewhere? This biopharmaceutical complex clearly is linked to the intelligence community. Remember, the National Security Administration, you know, after 3 years of deception by the NIH and others on the origins of SARS-CoV-2, now the NSA has on its website an admission, just like the Department of Energy and the FBI and the NIH, that the SARS-CoV-2 virus indeed came out of the lab. They knew this all along. Why did it take 3 years and Senate and House investigations for them to capitulate?
The FBI, the NSA, the CIA, along with a whole lot of other three-letter federal bureaucracies need to be completely torn down, abolished, and most of their agents should be arrested. Nuremberg 2 should be coming forthwith. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. More of the Stu Peters Show in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
So a month ago on this show, we did a short interview with Beverly Rubick. Rubick, you might recall, has a PhD in biophysics from UC Berkeley and is president and senior scientist at the Institute for Frontier Science in Emeryville, California. Well, when we spoke with Dr. Rubick last month, we talked about her 2014 paper, which suggested hypoxia and blood clotting could both be instigated by 4G wireless signals. That paper caused Rubick to theorize on a possible relationship between wireless exposure and the U.S.-engineered bioweapon known as COVID-19. So we wanted to have Dr. Rubick back as soon as possible, and this time we want to talk about her 2021 paper. Dr. Rubick spent 2020 investigating possible links between 5G and COVID, and what she found stunned her. She found that Wuhan, the city in China where we were told COVID first appeared, had also rolled out a huge array of 10,000 5G antennae in October of 2019. And according to Dr. Rubick, the cities and areas hit hardest by COVID during 2020 were, guess what? Also those most advanced in their rollout of 5G technology. Well, now COVID popped up everywhere, even in very poor countries. So that doesn't mean everything would have been caused by 5G, but it's possible that these wireless signals could have been an environmental factor, making the illness more dangerous than it would have otherwise been. Dr. Ribic's paper was rejected by three different outlets purely based on its title and topic before she was able to actually find a publisher. It's a fascinating topic, though, and we want to dig right into that. To that end, Dr. Ribic joins us now. This is a very fascinating topic, and with very short amounts of time, we're going to have you back incrementally to get this out to the public. But if you could disseminate to us what it is that you have found.
Well, first of all, standard epidemiology says that there are three main factors involved in any disease: the agent, in this case, the purported virus, the health of the host with comorbidities such as diabetes and obesity as factors, but the environment. Whatever happened to that? There was absolutely no voice given to possible environmental factors by the powers that be. And so, given this coincidence of 5G being turned on in Wuhan, the model city in China with 10,000 5G antennas, and the proliferation of 5G as this pandemic began, we began to take a hard look at this and realized that there were quite an overlap in the symptomatology of COVID-19 and adverse health effects from 5G in particular. One of them was the blood factor, and I spoke about this in March, whereby wireless causes blood to congeal, to stick together, and basically promote clotting. And I saw that COVID was far from being just an ordinary respiratory disease, but in fact involved clots and immune system disruptions, which is another one of the parallels that we found. Wireless can disrupt your immune system, either suppress it over the short term or even cause hyperimmunity of the sort that we saw in COVID, the cytokine storms that were common in very serious cases of COVID, leading sometimes to organ failure and death. Another parallel was oxidative stress, and that is highly reactive chemical species that are produced from wireless radiation inside the body that can destroy organs and tissues. And this was going on in COVID-19 as well. The diminution of an important chemical in the body called glutathione, the master antioxidant in the body, is suppressed both by wireless as well as COVID. And in fact, mortality from COVID occurred in those with extremely low levels of this important substance, glutathione, that is reduced by exposure to wireless.
Also, it occurred, death occurred most commonly in COVID patients who went to the hospital. People weren't just dropping dead in the streets. They were also being loaded up with sedatives and other drugs, and then remdesivir, which is poisonous, and then thrown on a ventilator, even though they walked in under their own horsepower. So we do know that there was a killing for cash, a murder for money scheme that was taking place at hospitals as well, driving up those COVID death numbers.
Yes, and another parallel was the increased calcium levels in the cells that are caused by wireless exposure. This facilitates viruses getting into the cell, replicating, and getting out of the cell to go on and infect other cells. And this is a property of 4G and 5G reaching the body. It disrupts something on the cell membrane called voltage-gated calcium channels. So this increased calcium dysregulation could lead to a greater prevalence of COVID as well as severity of COVID. And so another parallel was adverse heart effects, because arrhythmias can come from wireless exposure. I myself experienced this sitting in front of a wireless mouse and a wireless keyboard until I came to my senses and replaced them with wired devices. And of course, adverse heart effects are common in COVID as well, leading to heart attack, stroke, myocarditis. So those were the five parallels that we found in the symptomatology and pathophysiology of 5G, 4G exposure, and also COVID-19.
So in the genetic sequences, there's over 25 of them. None of them, by the way, isolated in the wild at this point. So I don't know how we can be diagnosing a virus, a respiratory virus, or their variants. It's all just completely made up. But along with those genetic sequences, there are direct parallels to what is in these so-called vaccines, the weapon of biowarfare that's been deployed and relentlessly sold by politicians across the planet, including Donald Trump, of course, who wants you to go get your next booster, which is why my dad injected himself with a bioweapon and has been perpetually ill ever since. So is it safe to say that inside of this genetic sequence of whatever SARS-CoV-2 was that we now know the FDA had firsthand involvement in developing right here in the United States at Fort Detrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, before ostensibly then being offshored somewhere, can be controlled by these 5G, 4G towers? These things went up very quietly, Dr. Rubick, while we were all locked down at the direction of President Trump.
Yes, I'm aware that the rollout was while people were on lockdowns. They didn't even know about it. It was going on in schools, churches, and places of business. Well, it's hard to say exactly what that relationship is between 5G today and the vaccines. But I have to say, given the prevalence of clots, not just blood clots, but strange clots that look more like amyloid plaque, common in Alzheimer's, et cetera. I do think that there's a relationship between 5G, 4G enhancement, which is part of 5G, and the adverse effects of the vaccines, including the excess mortality that we're seeing in countries that have especially vaccinated in the US, the UK, Western Europe, and other places. And it's just unbelievable, this genocide that is going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, your paper was like suppressed completely. I mean, don't you think that those powers that be, the politicians in this country, lawmakers, would be interested in knowing about the possible dangers associated with this 5G implementation?
Well, it goes along with suppression across the board of anything that challenged the official narrative.
Yeah.
Anything, whether it was in the mainstream media or in science, has been suppressed, has been censored. And the public needs to know that, because science is now something not to be trusted as it used to be, because it's very difficult to get peer review for papers that challenge the official narratives in our country and worldwide, in fact.
Right. The censorship that we are seeing here in this country is just, it's shocking, but it's not surprising, because we're watching a Marxist coup happen, the ushering in of Nazism, full authoritarian rule. And that means, of course, silencing all dissenting voices. See Tucker Carlson. We want to have you back very soon, because there's a lot to dig into here. And I will talk to our producers about doubling your segment, shortening up our guest load for that day so that we can have you on for, you know, 20 minutes or so. This is a lot to get through. Dr. Rubick, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects, from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD, all natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curibl. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STEW at Curibl.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STEW when you go to Curibl.com. We're out of time for this evening. Tomorrow, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here in the same place. Until then, God bless you.